This is where he begins his Mount Rushmore experience. He just happened to walk into a restaurant in what town?
Keystone.
In Keystone, and they were looking for somebody to build a building for the man who became very famous, Goodson Borglum. And he, of course, was the sculptor of Mount Rushmore. So he went to work to build the building for Goodson.
He was mixing the plaster.
For the building for Goodson's studio.
For his first studio. Mm-hmm.
When you came out...
Mother and I came on the train.
Where did you live?
We spent the night in a rooming house, and then they went house hunting and rented a little house for Mr. Marks. And Mr. Marks was a little Jewish tailor. Somebody recently asked me if we had pictures of him, and we don't, because she wanted to write a history and include him.
Okay.
So we had a little house.
We're talking now about
1929.
That you actually moved out
there. In the summer of 29.
Summer of 29.
I was in the third grade.
The house that you lived in, did that have electricity and what kind of heat?
It had a kerosene stove, and they had electricity part-time from the other work that was going on.
Part-time you had electricity?
Mm-hmm. Went out at 10 o'clock. Then you turned the lamp on if you stayed up.
So you read by candlelight, maybe?
No, we had kerosene lamps.
Did they have grocery stores there or food you can buy readily?
They did. They had Hallie's grocery store. Lindo's grocery store, too.
Tell us about your dad. He went by the nickname Red, didn't he?
He was Rusty in eastern South Dakota, and he was Red in western South Dakota.
So should I call him Rusty or Red?
Well, he was Red Anderson for a long time.
Okay. He then, after that building for Borglum, Borglum invited him to work on the mountain.
They had a bunkhouse, which later became a bunkhouse restaurant, and they had a place to sleep and eat. Then he hired him from that.
All right. And what was his job? What was Red's job on the mountain?
He was a carver.
A carver. Uh-huh. And do you know what a carver did?
He said you back down the mountain in a bosun's seat on the end of a cable carrying your jackhammer, which he said was like carrying a hog. And there you did your work. The pointers marked your place and you did the drilling. Then they had a call boy, and he hoisted you up and down from the hoist house.
So he was not dangling, but he was in the air on this swing.
It's a bosun seat on the end of a cable. Somebody said it was a rope, but Mr. Borglum would never put him up there on a rope. He was on a cable.
And he's holding this jackhammer that's got to be very heavy.
It is.
Dangling. So then they tell him where to drill into the mountain?
Yes. The information comes up from the studio. He marks it out on a ratio of 1 to 12. Some knew what they were doing, where to do it.
So they'd send up a paper that said, here, this is where you drill, this is where you drill. What was the drilling for?
It was removing tons of rock.
What they're drilling into is granite.
It's granite.
In the face of Mount Rushmore. Goodson Borglum was a Danish-American.
He was.
His son Lincoln was part of this as well. And, of course, they were working on the four presidents, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln. It's interesting how this idea even came about.
I think he just was a man of great vision.
As I understand it, it was a South Dakota historian, Doane Robinson.
Yes.
He conceived the idea. Of carving the likeness of famous people into the Black Hills.
Well, he thought it would be good for South Dakota to have a major attraction.
And then...
And they discussed who it should be, and then they decided.
Robinson wanted it to feature Western heroes like Lewis and Clark and Red Cloud and Buffalo Bill Cody. But it was Mr. Borglum who said it should be more of a national focus.
He was already a famous sculptor.
Before he even started this. Okay. So then that's how the four presidents came about.